It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels, joined by Glenn Hansard. Welcome.
Thank you, Sky.
It's such a treat to have you out here. The album, you worked a longtime collaborator, Thomas Bartlett, right?
Yeah.
And for our audience out there, most know, but of course, Glenn's had an illustrious career with The Frames, with Swell Season, as a solo artist. His new album, Didn't He Ramble, is going to be coming out on September 18th. I read somewhere where when you talked about this record, you said that after you finished some of the songs, you started to realize some of the insights that maybe your subconscious was giving you, and that it came out afterwards that you sort of got the message of some of the songs because you found what they really were all about as you were creating them.
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes with songs, or certainly in the past with myself, I'd write a song, and sometimes if the song is somewhat close to an intention or somewhat close to a meaning, I'll kind of leave it there because I don't want to sort of put too much of my own head into the song. I kind of would like the song to have its own life, and sometimes leaving a song a little vague can be actually really helpful to it because it means that when different people hear it, they'll hear different aspects of what you're saying. But on this record, I was kind of a little dissatisfied with the idea of just leaving things in a vague sense. I needed to own every word of it. And so I set myself a task that whatever the lyrics are on this record, I'm going to know exactly what they are, and I'm going to know exactly what they mean to me.
In the case of Winning Streak, the first single here in the States that we've been playing, congratulations on getting across to me with that song and make me go, you know what? I do want the best for everyone else.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that song in particular and how you literally have written, I believe, an anthem of sorts of the wind rise up.
Well, thank you so much. But that song started out as May Your Losing Streak Never End. And it was an angry song to a kind of a drunk friend of mine who's a bit of an idiot. And I love him, and actually there's a couple of other songs on the record about him. He's a great guy, but he keeps on blowing it, And then I thought, you know what? It's so easy to write a complaining song. It's so easy to write a song that's just kind of dissing. Even though it's coming from a perspective of love, it's kind of easy to write that.
Yeah,
so I said, okay,
be critical.
Yeah, so I decided again. I said, okay, well, can you flip it? Can you make this a positive song? How can you make this a positive song to the same guy and mean the same thing, but encouraging him rather than, kind of chastising him? So I flipped it and said, may your winning streak never end. And suddenly it just felt better to sing. It felt like I could own it better. It felt like when I sang the lyric, and then I had to change a few of the lyrics in the verse because, there was lyrics like you're a drunk and a liar too, It was just kind of a...
Yeah, those don't usually go well with Winning Streak.
Yeah, exactly. So I shifted it, and then it sort of became my kind of tribute to Forever Young, the Bob Dylan song.
Yes!
Because I was, using the may you never, may your winning streak... May God bless and keep you always. And it, so in a way, the song became that kind of thing. And when I sang it from that perspective, suddenly I was like, you know what? I can own that. I can actually sing that probably for the rest of my life and mean it.
Through summer's long and winter's cold, may you always have someone good to hold. And may good fortune wait on every bed. And may your winning streak, may it never end. So roll the dice, boy, 'cause my money's on you. Take my advice now and put your money down too. Because there's something in the eye you just can't pretend. And may your winning streak, may it never end. And may the sign of the Southern Cross be some comfort to you when you're lost. And may the devil's evil eye pass you by. Well, it's not for glory, I tell you true, that I do these things that I do for you. But for a promise I made, now I must defend. And may your winning streak, may it never end. When you're lost, help you when you're all broke down. May the spirit of good brethren turn you around. And may the devil's evil eye pass you right by. Don't you look back, my friend. And may the sisters of good charity take you in. Through summer's long and winter's cold, may you always have some. May good fortune be a constant and a loyal friend. And may your winning streak, may it never end. And may your winning streak, may it never end. May your winning streak, may it never end.
You dug deep, I guess, in terms of what are the purpose of these songs. How demanding is that on your own spirit when you start to really try to dig down one or two or three levels further?
Well, it's what's required of anyone who calls themselves a creative, you know, because in a lot of ways you're inventing. The creative act is inventing something out of nothing. So one minute you've got nothing, the next minute you pick up your guitar, you throw a couple of lines together and you've got a melody and it's something. But and a lot of people, and I get this, and I've done it myself, but a lot of people feel that's enough. You throw together a bit of a melody and a bit of, and something exists. And it's a beautiful thing, as long as it's not questioned or prodded too much. And in a way, building a song is a little bit like making a piece of furniture. If you make a piece of furniture well, it's going to serve you for 100 years. You know, it might outlive you. It might serve your children and their children if you build it well and with care. And so, in a way, the ornate touches are wonderful. But essentially, the structure of the chair should actually be that it holds the weight of both dad and the children and grandfather. And so, in a way, building a song is a bit like this in that if there's weaknesses, if there's a you know, one of the joints in one of the legs isn't right, meaning if the third verse doesn't mean a thing and the second and first verse do, then that chair is going to fall apart at some point. Some, you know, a leg's going to come up. So in a way, it's about tightening up or, you know, kind of looking at your job and saying, what are you? You're a craftsman. You know, you're an artist. Sure, you're an artist, but you're also a craftsman. And so when you join the art and the craft, then you can build something that might actually live and have legs, if you like.
Literally and figuratively.
Figurative, yeah. And so Didn't He Ramble is a song, actually, that I didn't. It ended up not making the record because I just couldn't finish it. I couldn't find it. And it's a song about my father. And it's a song about my dad just. It's not a song of blame. It's not a song of. It's more like a raising of the glass at a wake. You know, didn't he ramble? Didn't he roam? Didn't he wander so far from home? You know, didn't he go down in the dark for so long? And don't we look good now singing his song? And so I had this line that I really wanted to get.
Well, you have
song.
A song there. We can tell that there is a song.
Yeah,
there.
There's a song. There is a song. I mean, you know, I could play you a version of that song, but I still feel like I haven't quite. And it's like that thing.
In due time.
Exactly. You find it. But I really liked that title of the song. And so that ended up becoming the title of the album.
You can't just get what you want without a little work a day. And you can't just stick out your hand. No, it doesn't work that way. Yeah, it's gonna be a long one. I'll be working all night long. Yeah, it's gonna be a long one. But I'm paying my way. And there's not much joy in the work,
unless you're born to do what they say. And we gotta get down in the dirt now if we wanna see some change. Oh, it's gonna be a long one. I'll be working all night long. Yeah, it's gonna be a long one, but I'm paying my way. And the heart is sliding backwards on this long dark night of the soul. And you're the only thing that keeps me going on. It's gonna be a long one. I'll be working my fingers to the bone. Yeah, it's gonna be a long one, but I'm paying my way. Yeah, I'm paying my way. Well, there's not much change in the weather on this long walk home to you in the rain. And there's not much left in the purse now by the time the bills are paid. Oh, it's gonna be a long one. I'm gonna take you out dancing all night long. Yeah, it's gonna be a long one, but I'm paying my way. Yeah, it's gonna be a long one. Wait for that weekend to roll along. Oh, it's gonna be a long one, but I'm paying my way. Yeah, I'm paying my way. Fair work for fair pay. Yeah, I'm paying my way.
Imagine now there are times when you have to take step back and take stock and say, for yourself, wow, I've been on a pretty good journey.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. And that journey, you know, involves loss, and it also involves a lot of gain. And one has to measure up one's decisions at certain points in life. I've been doing this for a long, long time, and at some point I'd like to have a family, and at some point I'd like to, you know, kind of disappear into the woods and figure out what it would be like to be a dad and all the rest. Really, like, I mean, that's actually big on my list, but there's work to be done. And like, in a way, our lives are a set amount of time, and our energy is a set amount of energy, and you must give it everything you've got, or don't give it, or just don't do it. So in a way, being an artist in the world and being someone who's creative, you're hoping that the road you walk will appear before you as you take the next step, and you hope that there's a certain amount of goodwill, or that your song is heard. You know, I think it's actually, a friend rang me yesterday from Dublin saying, "You're being played on the radio," and this was cause for a phone call. You know, "You're on the radio, they're playing one of your songs." And I remember thinking, you know what? It's actually really important for an artist to be played on the radio.
Yeah.
Because if you're not played on the radio, you're not in the world.
Right.
You know, and I know that many artists make records and no one ever hears them, and it doesn't make them any less great. But in a way, if you're going to be in the world and be a creative person in the world, it's kind of important to be out there and be counted among the rest of them.
A man walks into a pub with Amy Schumer and Judd Apatow. We go from the sublime to the ridiculous. Okay, give me the backstory on that. How the heck does that happen? And tell me the story behind that.
Well, it really happened without my knowledge, to be honest with you, because I know Judd from being out here from the time when we were out here, and Judd used a rendition of myself and Marquetta's rendition of Van Morrison's Into the Mystic in one of his movies. So myself and Judd would have a friendship. And I got an email from him last week saying, I'm in Dublin, are you around? And I actually was, but I had to do something in the afternoon. And we, you know, between a few emails, we figured out we had about an hour for each other. And he wanted to go taste Guinness at the Guinness hop store.
He's in Dublin, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I said, well, look, don't do that. I'll meet me and I'll bring you to a really good Irish bar where there's a really good pint. And, you know, so we met, and myself and him met, and we chatted for a few minutes. And, you know, how's it going? What's going on? I'm on this press tour yet. It's going very well. You know, what are you up to? Just finished the record, you know, whatever. And then three of his friends came in and they sat with us. And I was introduced to them, and they seemed like nice people, and they were all part of this film. They never really said the name of it. They were part of this film and they were doing a thing. Now, maybe I should have put two and two together, but I don't watch TV that much, so I wasn't really that in touch with what Judd is doing right this second.
Right.
But they were happy with how the press tour was going. We chatted away about it. We talked a little bit about how the press tour that I did on once. And the girl next to me, her name was Amy. She was very sweet. I didn't no idea who she was, but she seemed really nice. And then at one point, like maybe 10 minutes later, this wedding party arrived in. Just, you know, a bunch of people who just got married, and all of their friends arrived in. They were having a drink, and they spotted the girl next to me, and the bride kind of freaked out a bit, going, oh, my God. And she said hello to her. And then I realized, so this girl next to me must be an actress in this film. Okay. And then the guy came over and said hello to me. And he said, is there any chance you'd sing a song for the wedding couple? I have a guitar in the car. I'll go grab it. We'll just sing a song. And I said,
here's
sure.
You and Judd squeezing out an hour. And next thing you know.
Exactly. And Judd is like, Judd was kind of joking, saying we actually won't get a chance to chat at all, but this is good fun, you know. So we grabbed the guitar. And then, so I sang this song, which is a very, very well-known Irish song called The Old Triangle, written by Brendan Behan. And in the middle of it, because everyone in Dublin knows this song. So
right. We
shared out the verses. You know, the groom sang a verse and one of his mates sang a verse. And I said to Amy, would you want to sing a verse? And she was like, what is it? And so I kind of fed her the lyric. And so she knew the melody. And
this is great.
Yeah. And so she sang a verse. And I had to go. We finished the song. I gave the guy back
good
the
night,
guitar.
Everybody.
I said, I have to go. I actually got to go because my friend was doing a performance in a theater and I had to go. So I was with him for about 45 minutes and jumped out. And when I got outside, there was paparazzi outside, and I was like, what's going on? Didn't think any more of it, went and saw my friends play, got home that night, and my mother rang me. And my mother's always the one who reports this stuff. You're all over Facebook, you're all over YouTube, or whatever. You know, my mother kind of loves to...
Proverbial, it went viral.
It turns out that...
In the time that you go and see a mate play, you don't realize the internet's a buzz.
So it turns out Amy's a big deal, and it was really, you know, she was really nice. It was really nice to meet her.
Still, and the dawn breaks on your windowsill, and when you're ready for her mercy, and you're worthy, it will come, it will come. When you're broken, when your heart is finally open, when you're down, down in trouble, when you're lost among the rubble, well, there's sugar on the old spoon. Let's do that two-step around your front room. When you're ready for her mercy, and you're worthy. she will unbind you, set the word free, mercy, 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 coming to you, feel her beauty flowing through you, she will unbind you, set the word free. Come into you, feel her beauty flowing through you. She will unbind you, set the word free. Mercy, mercy.
We thank you for giving us this music, because it's music like you've provided us that re-energizes our commitment every day too, us being the radio and the media. And as I said, when I see four or five reviewers all emotionally responding to your songs, I think this isn't the usual snarky remarks. These people are being touched by this record. So you've done it with Didn't He Ramble. Now, we've talked about this. September 18th is when it comes out officially. A couple of songs are out and in the world now. I know you're working on videos, you know, ones we've seen and ones we will see. And then again, November 9th at the Walt Disney Concert Hall. But it is today that you have done a great thing and entertained our audience and given us some of your insight. And we thank you for that. So thanks for coming out today,
Thanks,
Glenn.
Thanks, Guy. Thanks for the support. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, it's well deserved. Glenn Hansard, live on 88.5 KCSN.